What's up, guys? Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. That's Nick Scarpino, and we are, in fact, the Internet Explorers. Nick, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I woke up today feeling good, feeling fresh, ready to surf, ready to see. I put some great stuff on Internet Explorers, one of which was, I think, something that should be on screencast.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you saw or not, but I was like, holy shit, we made this happen in our minds.
I mean, we can talk about it real quick.
Sure.
You're referring to the Will Smith-led reboot of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
That is gonna happen based off of the viral video we talked about years ago here. So yeah, we willed it into existence.
We can take all the Will Smith credit for that. That didn't work, but I think it's super cool that they saw that, and remember when we saw it, we're like, that'd be so, no one will ever do this, but what a crazy cool take on Fresh Prince, and what an interesting idea to make it like actually like a serious, like darker, grittier concept of a guy who has to move from like one place to like that rich neighborhood of Bel-Air, and like how horrible that would be, and now they're doing it. That's awesome. And
there's only one man that can make it happen. Big Willie Styles.
Oh my god, Tim, I should have put this in there. I was talking about it on the podcast yesterday, but IMDb right now is running an article that's like the like 90s movie premiere style, and like celebrities there, and one of them was Will Smith, and he was in like full, it was so fucking dope. Like, but first off, all the styles are ugly in the 90s. You go back and look at the 90s, you're like, people look like cosplaying costumes. It's weird.
I mean, even the early 2000s, when you look at it, you're just like, how the fuck did any of us think that that was acceptable or cool?
Of course, eventually that stuff will come back and has started to make some of its way back. Fashion always, they take a few instances or like inspirations from those eras and like remix them and bring them back out. Like, for instance, like the last like 5 years, the 80s, the 80s were in back in. So you go back and look at the 80s and you're like, oh, you have a little bit more of a touchstone for that now because that's already had a resurgence. The 90s, I think, actually is kind of having a bit of a resurgence with like slightly baggier clothes.
Definitely.
But the 90s, always.
But man, Will Smith looks straight up like, I mean, it was amazing. It was like a sequenced, like MC Hammer style, like pant. And I'm like,
God,
you are fucking awesome. It was awesome. And then you cut over. The next picture was like Madonna with an eye patch. And you're like, all right, we're just done with the 90s.
It's crazy what the Matrix did to the world for like 3 or 4 years. And some people much longer, but that doesn't matter. You know, all the leather trench coats.
Well, people are hanging on to that pleather trench coat like a fucking...
Well,
like
it's recently come back. I think that Always Sunny is to blame for that.
Were you guys ever were you guys ever into the like button down leather jacket, like the bigger like sort of like East Coast style leather jacket? Because that was big in the 90s for a while.
Type shit.
No, not Fonzie. Like Fonzie's more of a biker jacket. I'm talking like a trench coat leather, like a mid leg trench coat leather jacket.
Can you find it on the internet and show us?
Yeah, let me try to find this picture. I had one of those, and those that with like baggy khakis and Doc Martens.
Are you
fucking
like a double breasted?
No, it would be like if it was like a four button blazer, slightly longer, kind of peacoat, but not you know how peacoats are double breasted. This would be just single breasted.
Peacoats had a moment for sure.
Peacoats are still in. I still have a peacoat.
Oh man,
I mean, I feel like peacoats are like a timeless thing.
Yeah, you
but
can.
They had a moment in the early 2000s. Where
are you sure
like
it's not just when because I became obsessed over them?
No, they were. I had a peak. That was when I got one too.
Oh,
like early. It was like 2002, 2003.
Kevin, rest assured that I'm not basing things being cool on your fashion style in the early 2000s.
Just so you know, like I'm very hip with the trends when it comes to fashion. I may not wear them, but I know them, Tim. I know them.
Do you remember, Doug, Tim, in 2001, it would shock you. I used to live in Irvine, and probably in 2001, 2002. And I worked at the Irvine Spectrum, and we used to walk around all the time. I would walk around in a chunky, like, turtleneck sweater with, like, a pea coat over it. And I would just be sweating because I don't know if you know anything about Orange County. It never gets colder than, like, 75 degrees there, even
at night. Function, I get it.
And I was just like, this is when I was like 260, 265. So I barely could find, like, I would find the one Abercrombie and Fitch turtleneck sweater that I could actually squeeze into. And then I'd wear like a big coat over it. And I'd look over, and all my friends who were skinny looked great in it. And then I'd see myself, and it looked like a fucking like funhouse mirror effect. I was like, oh,
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, and then I would just smoke cigarettes and just stink up the joint. I don't give a fuck, Kevin. Ride or die.
We don't give a fuck here. on youtube.com/kindoffunny or twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, where you can watch this show live whenever we do it. It's a fun time. It's been a while. It's been almost a month since we've done this illustrious show here. So we got a lot of good stuff to get to. So I don't want to waste too much time. I do want to tell you that you can get the show ad free by going to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producer Muhammad Mohammed did. But let's just get right into it. Kev, let's check out the store. I haven't seen the store in a while, so I don't know. I don't really know what's going to be going on there. Has there been something new?
Odds are.
Looks like there hasn't. Nope. But it's okay.
Well, I got the odds wrong.
I know that they've been working on some stuff. So we got some cool things going. But then you can get the Pride shirt. You can get the PS I Love You shirt. The Nitro Rifle Association, which is only going to get more and more valuable as Andy's stock increases in life. And as he grows as a Twitch superstar, Andy Cortez.
God, you can still buy the Funhouse shirt.
Oh God! It's not only hideous, but Greg's picture in that is so perfectly bad. Where you can get it for
$6 right now, you guys.
Dude, we're paying you for that shirt, guys. Here's what I'm gonna tell you: for
$6.
Which shirt?
The San Francisco Bridge shirt.
This is a great goddamn shirt.
That's a great deal right there. That's my favorite shirt. That's my wife's favorite shirt too.
Oh. Well, for you small people out there.
There you go.
Well, we still saw it in the gray. I actually like it in the gray more because I like that heather, that dark heathered gray is really comfortable. I wore it yesterday. I like it. It's comfy. It sticks, it's Kevin. So it does the thing that I like where it sticks to the chest, not to the belly.
Wait, what do you mean? You can't sell it. Oh, you're talking about this guy right here.
That shirt right there. It's tight in the chest, but if you stretch out the belly a little bit the right way, you get that like free feeling on your tum-tum, but like the strong boy feeling on your chest. And that's what I like most about it. I don't like that
they got rid of the comments. That was one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I like to think that we contributed. It's because you were the only person
stoking those horrible. Yeah, I wonder why they got rid of the comments, Kevin. You go into one and it's like,
nope.
Kevin should be our king. Kevin is making.
What? No, the comments were always like, this shirt is soft and it made me more likable to other people. And it's like, God, you guys are great.
That's fair.
Moving on. It's been too long since we've talked about how many days are left until April 2nd, 2021, when Fast 9 comes out. The answer 233 days left. And we'll see. How are you feeling about that, Nick? You think that we're going to see Fast 9 in theaters on April 2nd, 2021?
I think we will. I mean, you know, we got Russia out there fast-tracking the vaccine without even finishing the trials. I feel like they're taking the bullet for us. We're going to figure out what that vaccine is, and we're going to get everyone packed to movie theaters. I've gone through a full range of emotion with this, where the first time I was like, you know, maybe we don't need movie theaters. And now 5 months in, or however freaking long we've been stuck, it feels like a decade. I'm like, I really, really miss sitting in a cold theater with a Diet Coke and maybe a giant popcorn and maybe some snacks that I bought Andy that's in my pocket that Kevin will eat as well. And we just watch a fucking dumbass fun movie about, really, it's about family, but let's be honest, it's also about cars.
It's about a lot of things. It's about Tim, many, many different things. Yes.
This next image you want me to bring up.
Yeah, please do.
I got some questions about it.
I got some questions too. Don't have any answers. Don't have any answers.
No, it's been no too one's long got answers.
Looked up.
what the fuck is this? Nick, you see this shit?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What's he? That's him doing that. He's not doing that.
No, he's not fucking doing that.
Photoshopped.
No, I just mean like in general, he's not. I don't think he's even hanging off the pole to Photoshop.
None of it. Like this is definitely him hanging off the pole, like horizontally, or whatever. It's rotated. They rotated it. Hold on, let me switch
screens. Here's the thing, Kev. I have some questions for you. Like, where is the Photoshop happening?
Did they Photoshop his face on another man's body?
Yeah, they did. Or did they Photoshop?
Well, it looks like his neck. Because, like, well, I don't know. It's really red, but so would holding yourself at this angle. I'm not saying he can't do this. But
I'm pretty sure he can't do that. You have to have a tremendous amount of core strength to be able to do that. A, B. I think his head's just normally that red because he does that thing where he's like, I'm acting, and all the blood goes to his head. But for sure, they photoshopped his head on someone else's body. Because also, I don't think he's that. I don't think he. Well, no, he would wear those shorts.
So, like, do you read the caption?
What is this? I can't see it. Oh, hold on. Let me full screen my thing.
Yeah, no worries.
Let's see. It says, "Hang in there. You inspire me." Vin Diesel's the kind of guy that sees that cat calendar that says "Hang in there," and he just stares at it. And it's the most profound thing he's ever seen. And he just saw it yesterday. Hang in there. You inspire me. Excited to share what we have been working on. All love, always. #leadwithlove. Mm. You know, Bloodshot's playing on Stars right now.
Okay.
And I had a choice, Tim, of whether or not to record that. Because I couldn't, for some reason, I couldn't like just hit the play button on it when you go over. So, you know, I don't know if you have Comcast or not, but you do that sometimes.
No.
But I was like, ah, I guess I could record this. Or I caught the last 5 minutes of That's My Boy, starring Adam Sandler and Andy Samberg. And I laughed so hard during that 5 minutes that I was like, how did I never see this hidden gem? So I recorded that instead. You'll be happy to know I'll be watching that tonight.
Good. I'm proud of you. Very exciting stuff.
Thank you.
We have more Fast and Furious stuff to talk about, actually.
Let's talk about it.
Quite a bit. So the Fast and Furious video game's finally out, Nick. Crossroads.
Oh, you played it, right?
I'm still working my way through it. It's a $60 game with a $30 additional season pass.
Oh, worth it.
We bought right this now. Game.
Put that on the card. Put that on the card.
We did. Kind of funny. Bought this game. One of the first games we've had to buy because they did not provide us a code for this.
Should we call Vin right now? And ask
we should. We should have called code. And it's fucking atrocious. It is so, so bad. But their dedication to wanting it to be good is so clear. And the attention to detail in the story and like how many reference, like the writer of this game. It's like if they had us write this game of just like, hey, man, so fun. The game's not going to be good. But like you're Fast and Furious super fan number one. Mm-hmm. Go make this good.
Oh,
and so here's the thing. They're name dropping Suki from two. Like they used to be like the new characters, which is including the girl from Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What you can see right there.
Mike.
She's the main character.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Well, like
but like they're from Miami. But the funniest thing is about 10 minutes into the game, you meet her and like there's a reveal of her car and it's this 69 Camaro. And then there's just a throwaway line of dialogue. They're like, oh yeah, we fished it out of a lake in Florida. Implying that it's the car that Tyrese and Paul Walker
did into the fucking boat. Thing. No way.
That's so fucking good. That's good writing.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. This game has so many of those stupid ass moments, and I'm loving it because of
the
that.
Thing. It is the thing about Fast and Furious that we just all have to just recognize. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But we need to recognize it. Is that Fast and Furious, when it's at its best, does kind of feel like really good fan fiction, and this is exactly what this feels like to me. Where it's like, I think that even the next Fast and Furious seems like somebody came in and was like, I just had this moment, space. Are we going to go to space? What if we fished out all the cars, made a big robot out of it, Transformers? Any of it works, Tim. It all works.
Why not? Why not?
Let's go after it.
A couple choice lines I wanted to read to you, Nick.
Please do.
You might be able to drift, but I don't just have power under the hood. I got power in the streets.
Damn. That's some cool, great shit right there.
I just hate that it feels like we aren't behind the wheels of our own lives. Was a thing a character said to another character.
That's a great line. I wish I'd written that. That's such a good line.
And the last thing I just want to bring attention to is one of the main characters in this literally learns how to speak Arabic for a mission.
Oh, cool.
Well, within like 6 hours.
The thing about Arabic it's really easy to learn. You can just get on. You have like those free trials of the apps. You can learn Arabic like that. Super easy.
It's just insane. Anyways, do I recommend this game to any human being out there? No, not a chance. Do I recommend watching it if you're a Fast and Furious fan on YouTube? 100%. There's some gold. There's just some pure fucking gold.
God bless it.
I'm only halfway through and it is a struggle. I think the game's only like 5 hours, but like the 2.5 I played felt like 10. So there's that. Anyways, for some more positive Fast and Furious stuff.
Sure.
Kevin sent me this YouTube video to watch here on Internet Explorers.
Oh.
And I found out the one that he sent me was actually a part two. So I went back to part one to see what's up. And this is a weird one. This is a long one. And let's just hit play and give it his chance because the idea of it is gold.
I'll tell you what, if we get copyright claimed by the San Clemente City Council, I'll just fucking rage.
What up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger.
What
first,
up?
I just want to say I'm truly honored to be here. To be in a city where you can have a surf session and then go to a city council meeting within the span of an hour, I think that just shows that the American dream is still very much alive. So thank you. All right, to the serious stuff. I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times. I'm a freelance journalist, and after interviewing hundreds of people, I've witnessed firsthand the ever-growing divide between Americans and families torn apart over political differences. It's in times like these we need a unifying figure we can all turn to. a beacon of headlights that can guide us down the dusty road.
I see where he's at with this.
I was 11 years old when my first love, Ashley, betrayed me by moving to Newport Beach. I felt lost, alone, bummed. And it was in that melancholy that my dad took me to see The Fast and the Furious.
Melancholy.
Where for an hour and 47 minutes, I transcended my worries because I had just met my new hero, Paul Walker.
Fuck yeah. Slow clap.
Afterwards, at Carl's Jr., I thought about what Paul taught me. This I think the most inspiring thing was the fact that even after Dominic Toretto beat him in that first race, Paul still managed to bed his sister. Pretty inspiring. And another thing is the fact that he still saved Vince, even though Vince was flexing on him the entire movie and questioned his love for tuna sandwiches, which I think is a true testament to his character. And I just want to go off book here. You know, it wasn't just Fast and the Furious. He inspired me in a ton of other movies as well. Skulls, Meet the Deedles, 8 Below, Into the Blue, Varsity Blues, name a few. And that rhymes. Paul's on-screen legacy was unfortunately cut short.
I don't think blue and blue.
But that does not mean his impact on society must be cut short as well. Detroit has the RoboCop.
Yes,
Philly
it does.
Has Rocky.
Rocky.
We need Paul Walker.
Yeah.
That is why I'm proposing that the city erect a 12-foot-tall steel statue of Paul Walker on the pier. And I'm also proposing that it be sculpted by none other than Damian Ortega, best known for his installation of White Cube 2003. The new Fast and Furious is fast approaching. It comes out next month. And so we don't have much time. So I'm just going to ask you guys straight up. How can we get started? When can we break ground?
Do you have any comments?
All right, I'll let you guys think about that. Yeah, thank you so much.
I'll think about it. Just real quick, bacon, just curious on the messaging. Is that in support of the Paul Walker initiative, or is that totally unrelated?
It's just my favorite hat.
Bacon's just awesome.
Yeah.
I completely agree with. Does Paul Walker have any tie whatsoever to our city in any regard?
Nope.
He went to high school here. Yeah.
That was my question. Cousin? I was like,
I'm a big fan of Paul Walker. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he is not from St. Clemente.
But no. Sorry, bro.
All right.
Also, I don't think we have any statues or anything on the pier, right?
We don't have any statues of anybody going around here.
But
although I love the affection, there's obviously a deep well of affection for Mr. Walker.
Yeah.
You know?
Your point is we need an inspiring figure, and that's a very powerful message.
Yeah.
Thank you for someone
who can help.
Yes.
I mean, this is great.
Well, thank you for your time.
It's so good.
Thank you very much.
First off,
but it gets better.
Next speaker.
Let's stop it there and move
on.
Does
he go to another? I hope
video.
He goes to another city council. I hope he goes to another meeting somewhere else and just tries to fucking keep doing this.
Someone want to read this aloud for audio listeners?
Last March, Chad and Bodie petitioned. Oh my God, the guy's name is fucking Bodie. Shut up. Petitioned the San Clemente City. Wait, go
Chad.
Back. Sorry, Kev. Chad and Bodie petitioned the San Clemente City Council to erect a statue of Paul Walker in hopes of unifying the country. Next thing. In July, the city council built a 1-foot statue of Paul to ward off sharks that have been sighted near Clemente. What?
Wait, what?
They built a 1-foot statue of Paul to ward off sharks. Can sharks see above the water?
Perhaps the shadow creates. Sharks are really big with shadows. That's why they go to attack surfers, because the shadows sometimes look like seals.
Yeah, but. Do they just keep it floating so when the sharks attack, it breaks their teeth? And they go, God damn, those humans got harder. On August 15th, Chad and another bro, JT, returned to the council to continue.
Same council.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. First, I just want to say I'm super stoked to be here. It's
Get
an
off
honor
the mic,
to see
Chad.
You again. And I must say,
Ride
you
the
guys
mic.
Look more bronzed than ever. So props to you guys for that.
That
I come to
tan,
you today
tan,
because
tan.
Unfortunately, the division in our country has gotten worse since we last spoke. This division made me bummed, and I was worried I was going to stay
bummed.
This guy's
bummed. The best.
But the little bit of stoke I had left in me made me watch the first drag race from The Fast and the Furious, and my stoke meter filled right back up. And that little bit of bummer was like, dude, I almost had you. And I was like, almost had me? You never had me. You never had your car. Thank you for your attempt at honoring Paul.
Tim, that's a quote.
I genuinely believe that using the statue to ward off the sharks is a worthwhile endeavor. but to be quite frankly, the statue you made is too small. Paul was a giant among men, and a one-foot statue is not gigantic enough to unify this nation. I still love you guys, though, and sincerely, there's no beef. But America loves size. The statue needs to be 12 feet tall so that it can ward off 12 times as many sharks, and perhaps more importantly, yep, bring our country together times 12. With your permission, I'd like to unveil my perspective statue design. Thank you.
Unveil?
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Fuck yes. I can't see it now. But
I love that people in the background are like, wow.
That's amazing. I love that it's just from like the mid butt up.
Are you donating that to the city of San Clemente?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I also have another artist rendering tin.
I bet, honestly, I bet if this guy reached out to Vin Diesel, Vin Diesel would fund this. I bet he would fund it.
For Paul.
For Paul. That's amazing. Not a great rendering, but you get it gets the point that someone's standing there. Legs.
I'm sorry.
I think with legs.
With or without legs?
I think with legs is preferable, and maybe Van shoes, I think, would be, or Converse.
For sure, Van shoes. He always wore Van.
But I think those are pretty stunning, and from your reactions, I think you guys agree.
This is so good.
Imagine if we had Paul on the pier. There's nothing that could make you enjoy your breakfast burrito more.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine you're someone immigrating to San Clemente, and the first thing you see upon your arrival is Paul on the pier. There is literally nothing that can make you feel more amped upon your arrival. Now, I'm pretty sure I just generated a ton of momentum, so I'm going to ask you guys, can we break ground before Thanksgiving?
I can speak for the council on this one. It's hard to break ground on the pier, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Ideas, though. If you leave the pictures, we will consider that.
Thank you, council. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. He's a genius. Or not.
I want to move on. Genius. Scroll forward. For sure. Like, what's she about to say to JT?
Yeah, just press play.
Is it poor?
Par.
Par? Okay.
Thank you so much. First off, I'd like to say that I'm deeply honored to speak to the esteemed council. I'm a resident of San Clemente. I live with my mom. And I'm also a fellow supporter of the Statue for Paul initiative. To be completely candid, public speaking terrifies me, and with your permission, I would like to donate my time to Chad Kroger. Okay, Chad, I'm going to have to do this solo.
Where's he going? You got those JTs.
Confidence, Chad. Chad was clearly fucking with the council, to reject his counter statue proposal, and
look at chat behind
me. We are deeply honored by the 1 foot statue, but it's obviously too small to create a global impact. So you mentioned that it's hard to break ground on the pier, and on
these
that
guys got it covered.
Point we're willing to agree. That is why we think we should take advantage of the San Clemente cliffs.
They knew it. They fucking knew they were gonna say no. Oh yeah, that's even better. That's even better.
That's breaking a lot of ground.
That's breaking.
I did not.
Tim was in cahoots, I think.
I did not cahoots that.
Yeah.
I love the council's like, we're in. At first, it was annoying.
All right,
let's move on.
Timmy's got another one.
Walker.
He's got another one.
Okay. If we just put our hearts into this, I know we could get it done. And if you're thinking that's not doable, we have an additional proposal that I think might entice you.
What is it? Timmy's got another one.
Oh my God.
Oh, the city council members. That's even better.
Is that first face Chris Hamm?
Don't try to be funny, bro. These guys got a cover. Just be the straight man.
One of the most heartening things after Chad's first proposal was to see how many people truly believe and love Walker. And we really feel like he could be a uniting force for the community. So let's honor Paul and let the healing begin, and let the world know San Clemente as the home of people who made the dream of unity their reality. Thank you so much.
These guys are great.
It's just fucking. It's just.
I want to see this. The 1 foot statue, though. Where's the 1 foot statue?
Yeah, the 1 foot statue is. The...
Give me 1 second. I'll look for it.
To ward off sharks.
God, it's just so
great.
It's so
great.
All right.
Yeah, I see people like that, Tim, and I go, "What are we even trying for? Let's clear the stage and let Chad and Bodie have just a moment. Let them have it, man."
So he has a YouTube channel. We're going to say he's the creator of the week.
This can't be right.
I mean, that's a 1 foot statue. That is a 1 foot statue. I respect that they didn't. They were like, we have a hard time.
Statue. They're
like, we have a hard time sculpting the jeans, so we'll just steal them off of a Ken doll and we'll throw them on Paul Walker. But it looks like it looks a little like the guy from The Boys, a little bit. Like The Deep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right.
So, okay, the creator of the week is Chad Goes Deep. On the YouTube channel, and apparently he's a very big deal.
Is he?
Kev, can you go to his YouTube channel real quick, please?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. Where is this?
The video.
The that last we were watching? One there.
Did he post that city council video on his thing? God. Oh, Chad Goes Deep. Okay, how many subs does he have? 148,000 subs.
Well, with content like this, you know what I mean? Like this guy's a genius.
But look at this. His videos include fighting for the right to party in Delaware.
Yes. So he's basically, he basically has figured out that if he goes to city council meetings, they'll record it. He could ask for that footage and post it on his YouTube channel. It's genius, Tim.
It's so good.
Don't most city councils post their footage on like some C-SPAN channel or channel 28?
However they do it, I'm sure these guys had it like where like we can get it easily for like and it's free and but it's probably public access. But the thing is,
he's really charismatic too, you know? It's not just that he's going out there and like sounding like an idiot. Like cuz he's like it sounds like he loves Paul Walker and I respect that.
I think it sounds like he has a complicated relationship to Paul Walker because obviously some of this is a joke. And on that point, Tim, and I think I feel pretty safe speaking for you. This guy can go fuck himself.
I think you're taking it the wrong way. I think there's a very real reverence for the man.
That is part two. I do think he appreciates and respects Paul, but I do think that there's a little bit of him that is taking advantage of the situation because he's obviously having a good goof of Paul. Now, I think Paul would be fine with it? I do, because Paul is the best of us. He was the best of us.
He was the best
of us. But at the same time...
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you doing it now? Are you making fun of Paul?
See, again, that's the magic of Paul. You just don't know. Now,
I think
Kevin,
you're doubling down.
The magic of Nick Scarpino. You just Kevin, don't know. Hold on. The chat's blowing up. Diesel,
you would know for sure.
The chat's blowing up talking about his newest video here, which is the solving the mask shortage in Huntington Beach.
Oh, Christ.
I'm a little worried that we're gonna have to cut all the 10-minute content that we just did.
Hey, that's a risk that we're gonna have to take, Kevin.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think we have one point. Just to be clear,
his shirt says mulch.
We're here in Huntington Beach to solve the mask shortage. As you can see, no one here has a mask, but we brought our own supply to fix the problem.
Guys, we've got a cure for the mask shortage. We've got masks. If anyone needs a mask, we've got them. You don't need one?
No.
Why not?
I don't know if anybody has ever explained to you that breathing your own carbon monoxide is not healthy.
I heard about that, but I heard about this other thing.
Called coronavirus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not doing it.
Nice.
I know where I'm going when I talk to you guys.
Nice.
So I'm not the sky?
Hopefully to a pokey shop.
Now, where do you go?
Going up.
Oh, so hopefully to a pokey shop.
No, that'd suck. Yeah.
You know, the mask tells me I'm supposed to be doing something.
Right.
When I'm out here, nobody's going to tell me to wear a mask.
Right. For sure.
If we had a cooler design, would that make a difference?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Later, dudes. Yeah, be well. Sir, do you need a mask?
I respect that he was wearing a mask, but with his nose out.
Cool.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Cool.
You get smoking weed?
Excuse me, my man. Yeah. We're giving away free masks.
He just laughs.
Smart, he's socially distancing.
Sorry, sir. What sunscreen do you use?
That guy's jacked.
Like the Walmart brand.
Oh, nice.
I just use like the 50 spray. You know?
Dude, you got such an even base.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've been out a lot. You know, when you get laid off from work, you got time to hang out at the beach, right?
Dude, same here. Yeah. We can only give you a mask if you wear it on the beach.
All right. We can move on from this. I love these guys. Good for them. Modern day heroes.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Good for them.
That's what I'll say. Let's move on. I want to show you just a couple things here, Nick.
Okay.
A couple things before we move on to some other segments. But yeah, Kev, let's go with that one. So Kebabs has been working on updating his Nick is the Keeper thing.
Video. Haven't done that joke in a while.
4 minutes. We don't need to watch the whole thing, but let's watch the first minute.
I mean, that seems like a lot too. But here we go.
Let's watch the first 30 seconds.
I'm the keeper of 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 18 things.
18? Stop everyone the right list there. Was 3 when I left.
1, whether or not The Departed is a good movie.
Oh, God.
Departed was, in fact, not a great movie. Departed sucks. 2 is something I can't remember. Number 2, whether or not the upcoming Blade Runner 2049 is going to be worth its fucking merit and worth its metal. Yes, it is. Go see it in theaters. And Bond, we'll never see another one. Watch it again. It's okay. We'll wait 3 more years. 2.5, whether or not Alec Baldwin should be in every movie. Which is funny because those are actually conflicting. Man. 3, I can't remember. 3, the do's and don'ts of a good marriage. Whether or not
And that's 30 seconds.
It's good.
It's good. It's happening.
I'm a fucking comedic genius. Just like Andy would say, I'm incredible, Tim. I'm incredible.
That's what Andy would say.
A lot of people say you have one joke.
Man, my beard was so small back then. What was I thinking, Kevin? The beard's much more powerful now.
Like a little
it is very, very powerful now. All right, check out this. Matt Batson made a new video too. I don't know if you've seen this one yet, Kat, or Nick.
I've not.
Oh, it's a Johnny Ace movie trailer.
It's great. This is good. Oh, we're definitely getting claimed for this.
It all comes down to this. Match point for Johnny Ace.
Oh, that's it. I warned you.
Another phenomenal
fiction. I love it.
But it doesn't look like his performance is
quite done yet. Oh, I'm making out with the queen.
You're tonguing the queen.
Is the ace and the queen?
You're tonguing the queen.
John, we call that
the ace of hearts.
You're a hard man to find. I'm afraid this time it's your brother, Donnie Ace.
Oh.
Donnie Ace!
Oh, it's so good!
That's great.
Floors are the toughest thugs, monsters.
That was great. And Nirvana's art is amazing.
And there's only demand is you.
Johnny Ace.
Yeah. I'll go as far as to say, the Grappler.
Oh my god, that Grappler tease was brilliant.
That was great. I would watch this movie in a heartbeat. Do it. That's do it.
Make the movie.
Make the fucking movie. Make the movie.
Oh,
that was great. Man, people have a lot of time on their hands after coronavirus.
All right, let's see.
Right.
Kev, I want to jump around a bit. Let me figure out where I want to go, though. I want to watch the Every Star Wars Wrong Title video. I'm highlighting it right now. So this is fucking brilliant. Every once in a while, I see a video on the internet that I'm just like, this guy gets it. And this guy right here gets it, Nick.
Okay, let's watch it. Let's watch him get it.
Every Star Wars film has the wrong title. What happens in episode 1? We meet Anakin Skywalker, The Rise of Skywalker. Years later, we find out that Palpatine, leader of the Sith, have ordered an army to destroy the Jedi, Revenge of the Sith. In episode 3, Order 66 happens and the clones attack. Attack of the Clones. Episode 4, Obi-Wan teaches Luke that it's time for the Jedi to return. Return of the Jedi. In episode 5, Yoda teaches Luke how to use the Force. The Force Awakens. In episode 6, both Yoda and Anakin die, which makes Luke the last Jedi. After the Empire is destroyed, a new Empire comes. The Empire strikes back. Come on, guys. In episode 8, Luke trains Rey and then sacrifices himself to give the Resistance new hope.
Yeah.
Finally, in episode 9, Palpatine returns from the dead, making him the Phantom Menace. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Lucasfilm, hire me, please.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? It makes too much sense.
That just makes a lot of sense. That is awesome.
Love it. And then, Kev, the last one I want to do is the Snowbike Mike shoutcast here. So this is just definitive proof that Snowbike Mike just makes everything better.
He's better.
He decided to have Andy stream on his channel and have so that Snowmike Mike could practice his shout casting while Andy plays.
I love it.
Is what it looks like.
Welcome to a beautiful Tuesday night here in Verdansk for an awesome Tuesday night stream locked and loaded with the Nitro Rifle and the Ammunition Coalition getting ready to hot drop into Call of Duty Warzone. There's going to be eyes on a target. He did not see that one. We're going to get right into the fight. And a great shot. That's two kills now here in Storage Town. And now you got to make a call before the first initial loadout's going to come out. He's going to get right in there, face to face, barrel down your throat. And that's kill number three for Andy Cortez. So he's really going to be a mid to long range type of guy. And that's what we know the Nitro Rifle to be, right? He didn't get the name.
This is so entertaining.
From just pumping and shotgunning people. There it is. We got Andy Cortez, eyes on target. Target does not see him. And he's running. Look at this gentleman. Full on going. Here comes the car 98. Can he get a good shot? Clear through the rocks. Oh, he's going to use the rocks. And wow. A huge shot, boys. Wow. Oh, wow. Let's see if Andy Cortez can lock in. Here he is. Andy Cortez. Big headshot once again as the gulag closes. So guess what, Washburn? That kid's taking a hike to the next server. You're out of the game for good.
And now only 11
God,
this
people.
Is
left.
So
Dude,
good.
He's just so
to lock in. This makes me want to create a character and join him that's just called Quiet Pete, and I just go on and just be like, oh, that's a good shot.
Quiet Pete, that's where you went with that?
Quiet Pete, I like that. I actually like that.
I thought about it a lot, Tim, so go fuck yourself, all right?
What? I'm happy about it.
No,
there's nothing I want more than for Kevin to be Quiet Pete.
Oh, I hate you so much.
We could just switch him over just permanently to Quiet Pete. It'd be a different world, brave new world out there.
Quiet
now,
Pete.
Now Kevin's gonna blame me for that joke, and it's you originated it. So Kevin, when you is that your revenge? Make sure you equal parts me and Tim for that joke, please. Okay, because he always gets mad at me. Now he's
Quiet Pete out there. What type of underwear are you wearing right now?
Oh, you know I got me undies. I threw out all my other ones. I burned them, Tim. I burned them. All me undies.
Dude, I finally made the move and got rid of all my socks that weren't me undies socks.
Oh,
and
I did that too, Tim.
With the socks? Really?
Oh, I'm all in.
Head to toe me undies, baby. That micromodal fabric, it is so soft. I want it all over my body. They got undies. They got t-shirts. They got lounge pants. They got socks. They got buddy bands for your pups. They got all types of stuff. Me undies is serious about softness. No, like so serious, they scoured the world for the softest fabric known to man. It all starts with sustainably sourced beechwood trees that magically turn from pulp to yarn to undies. Undies that kind of feel like heaven on your skin for comfort from the outside, literally, to in. Keep your undie drawer stocked with Me Undies membership, a subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. Plus, get site-wide savings and exclusive sales. Me Undies has a great offer for you guys right now. Any first-time purchasers, you can get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer, especially because they have 100% satisfaction guarantee. To get your 50% off your first order, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Once again, MeUndies.com/morning to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. You'll love to see it. You'll love to see it. I'm getting back to it. Let's see. Where are we at right now? I want to do a little bit of clickbait, Nick.
Okay.
Let's do this. It's been a while. It's been a while.
I'm down for that.
Kev, can you bring that thing up?
Yep. Give me 1 second. Just finishing off this other, writing the time codes here. Clickbait.
Okay. Quiet Pete.
Quiet Pete.
That Quiet Pete might be a thing that we do now. I like that. I also like that the ace lives on, even though we haven't seen him in a while.
We haven't seen him in too long. It's true.
It's been a while.
Which one do we want to do?
International flights right now.
What is that? Oh, wait, where are we?
No, I was saying for the ace.
Oh, for the ace? Yeah, you never know. He's stuck in Malta. Care. The ace is everywhere, buddy. Everywhere. Don't worry about the fact that his shirt's hanging in my closet right now. Joey King reveals what it was like working with her ex. Oh, Tim, see that? You don't understand that. That's a Kissing Booth reference right there. Mm. And you know I'm all in on Kissing Booth 1 and 2.
But I don't know what
that is.
You know what the Kissing Booth is?
No.
So they're making, I think, 4 movies probably. Netflix original, much along the lines of To All the Boys I Loved Before, based on a book series where a girl and her best friend in high school, a young lady and her best friend in high school, decide for a charity event that they're going to throw a kissing booth. And they use it, and all sorts of shenanigans, happen, arise from it. And it ends up with her finding the love of her young life just moments before he has to go away to college.
They spread mono, heartbreaking, and so many people die. It's
everyone
terrifying.
Gets the mono. Yeah. The whole thing is actually like a low key like commentary on coronavirus and whether or not you should have contact with people. It's so funny. I'm watching. I was like, there's no fucking way a principal of a school would allow there to be a kissing booth in this day and age. There's so many issues with that. Anyway, sorry.
Gia told me a story last night that just fucking horrifies me about human beings. When she was 7 years old, she was going to have a sleepover party at her house.
Yeah.
And she decided to print flyers for it to give to her friends.
That's a bad idea.
And this was like, she's seven. She doesn't really know what the hell she's doing. So she printed it, and she accidentally printed too many, and some were left in the printer. So her mom found the flyer. Now, obviously, her mom was aware that this party was happening because
it'd be amazing if she managed to throw a party at her house without her mom ever suspecting a thing. Everyone be quiet. She's coming back.
But the flyer literally just was a white piece of paper that all it said was Gia's makeout party. Gia's makeout party.
Was she inviting boys?
There were some boys that were coming to hang out. They weren't going to sleep over, but there was like it was some party, and then girls were going to sleep over. But Gia's makeout party is what this paper said, and Gia's mom was like, "Gia, like, what the fuck?" And she was like, "Oh no, sorry, it was a typo. It's supposed to say not makeout party. Like, it's not a makeout party. I wanted to make it clear that it's not a makeout party." She thought that was going to work.
Yeah, that didn't.
Her mom's like,
"How'd that
no.
go over with the mom?"
No.
Good for Gia, like, though.
Good for the ingenuity on her feet. Yeah. Like, you know what? It's not a makeout party.
It's so funny because where I thought that story was going to go was I thought that she was going to be like, I printed too many, so she just randomly gave them out to people, and then all like 300 people showed up to her 7-year-old slumber party. Like, I don't know if you probably never heard about this, but there was a story that went on a long time ago in, I think it was Fullerton, or it was somewhere in Orange County, where K-Rock advertised a house party that some guy was throwing, and like thousands of people showed up to this guy's house party, and like
a movie out of this.
They might have. I think maybe that was what the movie that might have been the that basis for Project X or whatever that movie was.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a story about that, and I could be getting all these details wrong because I remember hearing it on the radio once. But like, yeah, it was like Poor Boy, or there's a guy named Poor Boy. He used to be a radio host that like advertised this dude's party, and it became fucking insane.
That is
the whole neighborhood lit up. Yeah.
I love that.
Poor man, maybe. Hold on.
So which one of these do we want to do? I'm not really liking any of these as a clickbait.
Yeah, honestly,
give me a scroll down, Kev.
Tim, I feel like
Poor man.
Zergnet's kind of lost its magic.
Yeah, like 90% of these are just like, hey, here's a young girl who's now a woman. It's like,
we understand. That's what happens when people grow up. Let's scroll back up. What's up top there? Let's see what's up top there. Oh man, these all just look like articles that are just telling me stuff I need to know. Chocolate chip cookie recipes everyone needs in their life. Fuck yes.
Uncle Buckstar, Jean Louise Kelly is a total bombshell today. Like, I mean, we're at the point that Uncle Buck's getting shout outs.
First off, how dare you, Tim? Uncle Buck is a classic Macaulay Culkin film.
All right, we're not doing
cheesecake today. No, let's go with the Cheesecake Factory. Let's go with the Cheesecake Factory.
Do we not want to do the flex
thing? Let's know before eating at the Cheesecake Factory again. Let's see how many that is.
There's two Cheesecake Factories next to each other. Which one do you want?
Oh, my God. Well, the one with just the sign on it.
Okay.
No. I apologize. What Cheesecake Factory never wanted you to know is definitely
what I thought.
You need to click on.
Okay, cool. Can we just maybe open the flex tape one? Just see what's coming above flex tape?
Yeah, go. I don't know what that is, but go for it. Okay, this is just, God damn it, it's just one.
It's just one, long one.
Yeah. Evidently, you know what? They must have figured out that people just don't click over through the things anymore. Everyone's hip to that.
Hip to the game.
Yeah.
The jive.
What about the untold truth about flex tape? This is that guy that's like, you can make flex tape into anything and it'll fucking flex. Have you seen the commercials, Kevin?
This is some Kevin shit, man.
Of course I have. Yeah, it's weird. They've made into just one page what otherwise would have been, I mean, I'm assuming it's three pages right here.
It's just, I see this guy. I see this guy in his garage making flex tape, and I just think that's Kevin's future. Kevin's going to invent the next flex tape. He's going to leave us all behind.
Well, I don't think this is the inventor.
And then I'm going to have to come up with my character, Quiet Nick. Hey, that's great.
What a great, great thing you
just
said.
What a great callback. Thank you.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking guy.
Quiet Nick.
Quiet Nick. Hey, everyone.
The best you can come up with.
Is that better or worse than Quiet Pete?
Quiet Pete, at least, like,
I would have called,
holy shit, look at that.
Nick, I would have called your character Silly Sam.
Oh, I'll be Silly. Hey, Silly Sam.
So we got Snowbike Mike, Quiet Pete, and Silly Sam. This is going to sell.
All right. Well, Zerganet has just fundamentally changed, man. And I don't like it. And I don't like change. You know that. I have a problem with change.
Yeah.
I have a lot of problem with change.
Well, in reality, I think it has, in fact, killed clickbait. And I, for one, am happy about it.
We'll see. But I do want to move on. Speaking of another segment that has been killed but now has new life, what formerly was the Cool Greg effect
cannot really happen
anymore because the Cool Greg effect, Cool Greg hasn't been tweeting. But someone else has been tweeting in his stead, and that man is Kevin Coelho. So a new segment we have right now is called the Kevin effect. I've just been getting tweets that he's done that just tell a story. And this story is Kevin is way too drunk off of a lack of sleep and just goes into these tweet tirades, I want to call them, where he doesn't tweet for a month.
Yeah.
And then just in one day will tweet like 10 times. All right. And
by the way, this is not what led to the downfall of any celebrities prior to Kevin, just having that like ambient infused fun sleep tirade. So let's hope this doesn't go the way of Roseanne Barr. Where are we at right now?
Oh my God. All right. So let's start it off here.
Just to be clear, like, yeah, like I
threw the ambient in there. I know you're not on the ambient.
It's not ambient, but like I definitely probably shouldn't be tweeting at like 3 a.m. Sometimes fucking 4 a.m. And the only tweets I really like, why did I tweet out?
Yeah, that's bad.
No, so here's my thing. I just want to say a lot of these aren't necessarily me making fun of Kevin. A lot of them aren't necessarily him trying to be funny. They're just some things I just want to bring attention to for one reason or another.
Yeah.
And all those reasons include the fact that there is no one as Kevin Coelho.
Yep.
I'm still going to play the Cool Greg effect intro.
Do it. Don't be a coward. I thought it had
noise. Oh, it does, but we can't hear it. Weird.
Well, there you go.
So, Kev, can you actually scroll up a little bit on this one so we can get the context of this?
No, this is as high as that goes. You want me to click into this? There you go.
So Blessing tweeted this thing where he's like, I'm going to tweet a really hot take at some point tonight. It's going to come out of nowhere. A lot of you guys are going to disagree. You'll know it when it happens. And then he tweets out, hot take, you're loved. And whatever it is you may be facing right now, you can make it through it. We're together. Don't give up. But then he does a sly, quick reply to it that says, also, Undertale's better than God of War. So Blessing subverting expectations left and right.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. Slide one in.
Kevin just comes in and just says, come on, dude. As if.
No punctuation.
Yeah. So as if he has any like horse in this race or gives a fuck one way or another. Like, why is Kevin getting involved in this conversation?
Yeah.
Then Barrett goes, Kev, you've never even played Undertale. And then Kevin gets so massively aggressive. Yeah. So he's right. Are you going to look at me in front of everyone and say he's right, at Sad Boy Barrett? I've never tried crack before, but I can tell you it's addicting.
Totally makes sense. That's an argument that's ironclad. If you put that in front of a murder trial, you're getting off. You're getting off.
But only Kevin would insert himself into this conversation and then just berate Barrett.
Wait, hold on a second. Barrett inserted himself. There was no reason to respond or call me out my Undertale game playedness. You know what I mean?
Yep. Gameplayness.
Yep, Kevin. Exactly. So speaking with that level of grammatically correct conversation, this next one is
there's like 9 of these audio listeners. There's a problem. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tweets that Tim has queued up for Kevin right now. So you strap on your boots.
So in a movie, comma, all about Transformer, at Mark Wahlberg was the last night. Sometimes I truly regret signing up for In Review. Now there's a couple things that I want to break down here.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the liberal willy-nilly use of when to capitalize something and when not to.
Yeah, Transformer.
So In Review
is, should be capitalized.
Our show is capitalized.
Proper noun.
But Transformer, not plural, not capitalized. Last night, not capitalized.
There's a lot of also, Tim, there's a lot of auto-correcting and like the program doing it. You know what I mean?
Nick, what's the context of this tweet? Why would he do this? Why would he tweet this?
Again, I think Kevin may or may not be addicted to bath salts, and he likes to do them at 3 o'clock in the morning. He likes to do it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is where this comes out.
I was leading you to say because we did in review where we ranked the Transformers movies.
Of course, yeah.
He tweeted this like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He just
we did Transformers there, months ago.
I was just sitting there, and I was just like, "What the fuck? How is Mark Wahlberg the last knight in that movie? The movie that should have been all about Transformers. How is it that Mark Wahlberg was the last knight?
And again, they say, Tim, that in order to really penetrate society, you have to get the deep and hard thoughts out. And this is one of them that we needed to hear this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important. And I think that I how dare you try to silence Kevin's voice?
I'm not sure. Dude, his Twitter's been bringing me so much joy in a dark time.
In what?
All right, we're moving on here. Ignacio Rojas, hold on. Cheeks and Kevin have been doing their little tech podcast, right?
So Ignacio Rojas goes. Every week for the last 8 months, Tim. Have a little respect.
Wait, where's the disrespect?
It's just the tone.
I think maybe, yeah, Tim, just if we can examine that, calling something the little podcast is a little, it's diminishing, we'll say that. Like, how would you like it?
In an endearing way, not in an
awesome. Remember when you were doing your little Game Over Greggy podcast? Remember? Because I do.
Yeah, but you see, you added a tone to it.
So does IGN.
You added a condescension.
Yeah, there was a condescension in there, Kevin. And I know that because Tim's condescension was in the first part.
Right,
and so
I
saw his condescension.
Thank
you. And your condescension,
Nick,
made me think of his condescension. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think that we're promoting your show on our vastly more popular show.
Just to be clear. First of all, Internet Explorer is vastly more popular, but like in the way that like turd smells good, you know?
I think what Kevin's trying to say is in the way that you like the smell of your own farts.
No.
This has 2,900 views.
The way that turd smells good was your argument?
Well, no. Yeah. What I was trying to say is that, like, in the way that, like, oh, hey, my shit
said,
smells less than you. All right. Whatever. Fuck you guys. How's that
my
sound?
My shit smells like coffee. Is that weird? Are we talking about shit now? So you guys, what is Tech Fever about? You guys talk about technology and the coronavirus? What is it? What happened?
It's a show where we just talk about what tech news.
Just tech news, huh?
What's your
take on this new iPhone 12 being like iridescent and cool and like having 15 cameras? Is it cool or is it bad?
It's not gonna have 15 cameras. Don't worry. I mean, are you talking about the Note or like because that's the one
new
that's
iPhone.
Iridescent.
Tim, am I crazy on this one? I mean, apparently tech news is not up to speed on the news. If I know more about the iPhone 12, this show's terrible.
Just to be totally fair, I get all the news today because Cheeks puts this together and then I go in and read it.
Well, tell Cheeks to fucking get off his ass and start fucking reporting on Apple. It's only the biggest tech company on the planet. Boom.
Boom.
What are we talking about, Tim?
Okay. So, Kevin, can you pitch me on your podcast? I keep forgetting to listen to it. I love tech, but I'm not that into specific tech products. How would you describe the show? Kevin just replies, you wouldn't like it.
Well, I mean, Kevin knows Ignacio at this point.
I just love how there's no one as blunt as Kevin. Like, that's just so funny. So funny to me.
Look at, here's the thing. There's two types of creators, Tim. There are people who want to make stuff for everyone and be welcoming. And then there's people who just have a specific perspective and know who their target audience is. Mm-hmm. And apparently their target audience is not Ignacio Rojas. Ignacio, yeah. If you're watching, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to watch Kevin's Tech Saturday Night Fever.
I mean, it's been going on for 8 months. At this point, he could watch one show and be like, ah, this is not for me. You know what I mean? It's not for him.
All right.
How did I have no idea you were doing this podcast? I feel like you guys are trolling me right now. Are you
being
serious? It's like anytime anyone says that someone's on Gary's show, I'm
Nick,
like, they're fucking with me.
Just,
don't
just
buy
so
into
you
it.
Know,
no
Nick,
way Gary had like, Lil Wayne on his show or whatever the fuck it was.
Nick, I literally gave you a heads up when this T-Pain. Happened. You, Tim, and Greg, I separately spoke to him. Was like, oh, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. You guys, that's cool, right? And
I don't
you guys,
remember you.
All I'm, three
to,
of you guys
to be
were
fair,
like,
to be fair, sorry, I don't. I'm not saying I have any issue with this at all.
No, I'm well.
I'm just
aware.
Mesmerized by the fact that that something could be happening for 8 months with a friend of mine that I have no idea about. This is more of a commentary on me.
What I'm saying is, I like specifically went out of my way to make sure that you understood that this was happening, and that's what I'm laughing
this.
At the fact that.
I don't
like,
remember,
Tim, you remember
this
conversation
at all.
We had, right? Where I was like, hey, I'm going
to
do this.
I don't believe you've ever talked to me about this at all.
Oh, I'm sure that I did.
I will go back in our Slack messages, but I'm pretty sure this never
happened.
No,
it was an in-person conversation that I was just like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. And you're like, oh, it's cool.
Let's move on to
I'm fine with that. I don't care.
Next week.
I just don't remember at all.
Kev, can you just play Blessing's review of the DiGiorno croissant crust pepperoni pizza on his TikTok?
Blessing's the best of all of us.
Here we go. Where's the flavor? Where's the flavor in this? I don't taste anything.
Wow. This is incredible. The flavor is immaculate. Never tasted anything like this before.
Where's the flavor?
So I don't understand it, Nick. Like, I'm officially too old. We've crossed the line. Tim, I don't fucking get it.
Tim.
But what's up, Kev?
Somebody broke it down for me, just so you know. Okay. So after you explain the tweet, after this, we can break it down.
I do love that, like, I saw this, and I was just like, I don't get it. Yeah. And I moved on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin, in all caps, quote tweeted it and said, I don't understand TikTok. Someone please explain if he liked
Kevin. Tim, if you're going to read it, you got to read it phonetically.
Oh, no. I wanted to read it for the context to then read it phonetically, which
Thank
is,
you.
I don't understand
Stod.
TikTok. Someone, Placia, explained if he liked it.
That sounds so dirty when so you say Placia.
Just so you guys know, and like, there's no reason Kevin, I ever lie to you. There's no reason. No. Listen to me, Nick.
You were hammered. No.
I'm going to be 100% honest. I went back in the text and changed it because I was like, it needs to, same with TikTok. I spelled it wrong on purpose. I thought it would be really funny to add the C's. So I went in there and I was like, I'm going to put two words misspelled because it's going to be awesome.
Nailed it. You nailed it, Kev. It was
really
awesome.
Innovative
Great word
humor.
To use for that. Yeah.
Quiet P came over with a crack tonight. Let's tweet.
Let's move on to the next one.
By the way, Quiet Pete has just become the kind of funny drug dealer. It's Quiet Pete's problem.
But,
remember that, Matt Batson, Tim, when you're fucking making the Ace movie.
He's got different pizzas in the background that aren't DiGiorno's pizzas.
Kevin,
so those
you're
pizzas
asking,
are whack. You know
you're trying
mean?
To figure out Picasso's art. None of us really know for sure.
We got it.
Just assume Blessing's smarter than we are and let's move on.
So
I don't like
tweets.
Looking at these out of like context like this.
I love
well,
it.
There's
I
no more out
these.
Of context than this. If, someone if, just if, says, 100% at Kind of Funny Kevin said, quote, wet your pee-pee. Mm-hmm. And Kevin just replies, no clue what you're talking about, but maybe. But it's like, Kevin, what was the point of even replying with that? It's just empty words.
What is it? No, there's no name in there.
Yeah, there's no mas, no more.
Nick, I'm saying like there's no persons. Like, I can't say Robin over here to let Robin know that I read his tweet.
Right.
Okay.
You could just that's by the way, Kevin. Just I'm letting you know something that I've learned over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's what the little heart thing is for. That you can just let them know that you
like. No, I know you. It's yeah, but like I feel like this is there's just one more like he responded twice to it.
Sure.
He says thanks for the clarification, Nick. What did you say?
Wait, what? What? Oh, I see. I don't know what the fuck I said.
Thanks for the clarification. Why, Nick,
what the hell did I say? Why did he tag me in that? I don't want to
go deeper, man. So it wasn't.
Did I respond?
Must have been. No, I don't know.
Oh, I think it's because you said something about PPE on the thing, and I said, wet pee-pee is probably what I said.
Got it.
And then Quiet Pete came up and said, who wants a little shot of the fucking H?
The H. You want some H? Oh, Quiet Pete. All right. So here we go. We have two more Kevin Coelho effects here. This one, I will just say, Kev, you nailed. This is
Thank
comedy
you.
Genius.
Thank you. Yeah.
Settle an argument. Toe names are the same as finger names, right? And it's a picture of Kevin's foot with each of the toes named similarly to your fingers.
Sure.
But there's also the not so subtle fact that what's happening, Nick?
Listen, the foot is holding a knife.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that Kevin's foot?
Mm-hmm.
That's Kevin's foot.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that in the background?
It's Paula.
Poor Paula.
just to be clear.
That was so genuine.
just to be clear. I didn't want to give the foot fetish people something that they could just grab onto.
Fuck
I thought,
you did. You want to be part of Winky Feet too, and it's fine. Welcome
I thought
to the club,
that
brother.
Adding a knife would confuse their weird bowlers. You know what I mean?
That just made someone's boner
doubles
hard.
Down?
That made someone's boner way harder right now.
Yeah.
Somebody just had an orgasm to your foot.
Oh no!
Just
now. Oh shit! That's too far.
Now they got to wipe off their monitor, that's
and you had to listen far. To it. That was the
Ew,
weird part.
Their monitor. Now they have to wipe. Oh god.
That's the kind of nasty fetish that you come across and you've never seen before, and you're like, oh no!
This
somebody get the mop so I can get the ceiling.
So Tim, I do have one sock right now that is not MeUndies because it's a toe, like a toe sock, because they're they're so comfortable.
Of course we have toe socks.
Well, I just got them. Corey Barlog finally gave up the secrets and told me where to find them.
That was another tweet that I had for the Kevin Effect, and I don't know where it went. Like, it seems to have disappeared from my doc, but there was a conversation between you and Corey Barlog about toe socks that also, it was a long thread that involved you being like, hey, I want some toe socks. Where'd you get them? Also, please make God of War 2. Take your time.
You know, what I thought was, what I enjoyed about that tweet is he like was talking about something totally, he was playing like Control or something and talking about how good it was. And like his toes were in the shot, but certainly not the reason for the tweet. And it just, I like to have fun, you know?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. So then the last one, and this is one that I enjoyed so much that I had to retweet just Kevin's tweet without context. Joey tweets yesterday, based on conversation that we were having before the show, Nick and Kevin. Gia had the audacity to go to the grocery store without Moose, and he has big vocal feelings about it, which is true. Little fucker was making a lot of noise. Gia responds, I would have taken him with me if they would allow it, which is also true. She's addicted to taking him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin replies, I have never had issue bring Cecil to Lucky.
Yeah.
So again,
what's amazing is Kevin writes capitalized like texts.
Lucky, not capitalized. So the consistency just out the window.
What?
But then also, I have never had issue bring Cecil to Lucky.
You know, it's not that late, too. I think it was 10 o'clock when I wrote this. So
what's amazing about this, so Tim, I think that Kevin is actually onto something here. Because by not capitalizing, pluralizing, or in any way, shape, or form adhering to the laws of grammar, he is faster at typing, probably. So I think he's actually just more, I think he's going for efficiency over like form over function, or function over form, rather.
That and I get it, because like I understood what he's saying. Like that's the miraculous thing. Is, you know how they do that thing where it's like, you can take a bunch of letters out of a word. Like you can take all the vowels out of a word. And if you look at it, you can still kind of read the sentence.
Yeah, totally. I mean, no, I understand what he's talking about. It's funny. Cause like, you know, let's put it this way. I have never had an issue bringing Cecil to Lucky. I guess you could singular Lucky, right? Because it is Lucky.
Yeah. That'd be fine. But you had to change two words there. You added a word and had to change the form of a word.
What did Gia say? Can we scroll down? Did Gia respond to this? Really? Gia's just so sweet.
Oh, man, you know what? This is crazy because I did not see the Gia's response. I think I was responding to myself.
Fair enough.
No, because this makes sense because there's someone else responded to me.
All right.
And I think that they removed it. Wait. What's that say?
Cecil's nearly 70% plus his big boy size. People hardly stop me from coming into stores with him. Panera is the only place where they ask me not to bring him. Man, you and my mom would get along so well over text message. You guys are cryptically typing each other with no punctuation whatsoever.
Yeah, but like you get it, right? You got there.
I get my mom because I'm used to communicating with.
It's been a month since I'm on Twitter. You know what I mean? I got a lot of people to get to.
You
got to
do what you got to. Save it up. We'll call up Quiet Pete. He'll bring over some fucking hashish, and we'll just have a great time tweeting tonight, Kevin.
Wait, okay. Hold on, Kev. There's so much more that I want to go into here.
I don't think we have.
So G replies, really, there's a sign that says no pets. Should I not obey? And then someone else replies, you did the right thing. The store put that sign up for a specific reason. They prefer not to have pets. Just because they avoid confrontation when others disregard the rule doesn't mean you should. Kevin's wrong. You're right. Kevin's response to that is just, I never said there were any signs.
Well, see, now here's the thing. And a moment ago, I just explained that I didn't see that tweet. So now I feel bad.
That doesn't matter. That sentence doesn't make sense.
What? What did I say? What?
I never said there were any signs.
Well, okay, but like, again, this guy's just coming out of
nowhere.
If you
never said there weren't any signs, that would somewhat make more sense.
There were any signs.
No, but there's no signs.
Yeah, but that's not what your tweet says.
This is like a weird sort of nightmare that I
want to
get out of.
I feel bad about that guy. I shouldn't have like responded because I didn't see Gia's tweet, you know? And now I feel bad being so aggressive to that guy.
All right. Let's
also, Gia
watch.
Just needs to get Moose one of those little vests and just tell him that he's like,
she got him a sling. She got him a sling yesterday.
The thing is, a lot of places don't care. Panera seems to care. The lady really cares. And you know what the thing
usually is? The places that serve food don't want the dogs in there.
And I understand that. I didn't see a sign of Panera, and the woman came up to me. She said, I think he's not supposed to be here. To which I responded, do you think or do you know? And she said, no,
well,
he's not supposed to be here.
That was probably her nice way of being non-confrontational, but thank you for amping that up. If you give Kevin the option of, like, just being cool or potentially having the cops call on him, he will take option B every single time. If a drone can be involved in this somehow, he'll absolutely try to work that in.
All I'm saying is tell me before I get in line, because now I have to leave the line and possibly lose my spot. You could have told me as soon as I walked in with this dog, which is totally fine. Just keep the dog outside, says Lakers shed.
Yeah, the problem with that, though, is then you got to do the thing where you have to, like, tie the dog to a – if you're in the city, you have to tie him to, like, a parking meter, and I fucking hate that.
I put him in the car. I put him in the trunk. He was fine. But it's just one of these things Oh, I have a hatch.
Sorry,
I have
to clarify, Kevin has a hatchback.
I have a hatchback, yeah.
He has a hatchback. Yeah. And he can crack the windows, and the dog can be fine, apparently. But it sounds like he put him in the trunk of a sedan and then drove him off a fucking pier.
No, it's just one of those things like just give me a heads up, you know what I mean? Like as soon as I walk in, and that's fine. Or make a bigger fucking sign.
Put a sign up, yeah. Well, I mean, generally speaking, you probably shouldn't bring your dog into a restaurant, period.
I want to do a couple
of restaurants. It's a Panera, and we're in the middle of COVID times where everyone's wearing masks, so I thought maybe it would be fine. Mm. And it was fine. I've taken him back. I took him back.
Let's watch a couple of these fun clips, Kev.
Ooh, hold on one second.
Fun clips. Okay, so by the way, quick correction. Project X was based off of, it looks like a kid in Australia who promoted his party on MySpace and 500 people showed up.
On the news, right? The haired kid with the glasses?
Sounds about right. I'm still trying to find the story of poor man from back in the day, because I swear to God I heard the story, but I could have made it up also.
Someone was like, son, take off your glasses. He's like, I'm not going to take off my glasses. Why? Because they're famous. Remember that?
That's cool.
Nobody?
That's really cool. I know, but that sounds cool. I don't know what you just said.
I don't remember that at all.
It sounds dope as shit. I never saw Project X.
Me neither.
One of those movies that I was
about the news thing. Tim, I'm sorry. Where are fun clips? I'm having trouble finding them.
It's right under the Kevin effect.
Do, do, do.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Alrighty then.
This one is from Jules Vuonato.
Oh. Jules V. What's Julie he got
v.
for us? Jules the V. And the devil works hard,
and none of the run works harder.
In the name of the Holy Spirit, you go, sister.
Amen.
Amen.
I would have loved it if she turned around and was like, fuck you, mind your own business. Oh, she got to run in those clothes, man. It's too hot.
Amen.
That's amazing.
That's a cool amazing moment. Like, this could have gone poorly.
But it went well.
Are you guys not getting a little bit of a fuck you vibe from that amen? Like,
no.
I know you're fucking with me, but I'm going to say amen anyway because I'm better than you and I'm a Christian, but there's a little bit of a subtext in there.
I don't know. I got a good vibe of her like being like, you know what? The Lord does rock, dude.
This one's from Party McFly.
Mm-hmm. Get it. Get it. Get it.
Oh, my gosh.
This dog doesn't give a
no
fuck.
No fucking way. Move, senor, move.
He's like, I'm going to fucking... Oh, he's watching, too. He's like, what's happening? He's like, oh, shit. What did he do? Who did he take?
He just stole a chicken. Right?
Whoa, yeah.
They're about to eat a chicken tonight.
Well, who the fuck has chickens in their front yard? You got to put those things in your backyard.
What did I just witness?
Well, you just witnessed a dog killing a chicken. A dog doing what's in its nature. It wants to kill.
That was crazy.
They all want to kill.
I didn't like
it. Once again, if dogs
I love that we have that moment where she's like, move, senor, move.
That's so funny.
Well, I've been there so many times, you know, like, get the fuck out of the way, dude. But trying to be respectful. I like that.
All right. Andrew Feisner brings this one.
And here we go. Round one. Kyle and the shovel squaring off here. You can see the shovel is very quick. And Kyle has got showing some very good head movement here in the stand-up game. Now throw that low leg kick and dodges that nice overhand right by the shovel.
Not gonna go well.
And now the shovel. Oh, man. And another big left.
No.
And now the big haymaker. there it is. Lands into the dome of Kyle. Kyle gets dropped and dropped once again. And I think that is an illegal blow to the back of the head. Oh, and another illegal blow.
Why would you let your child keep doing this? This is like brain damage for your child.
Like at that 100%. Point, their brains are like, you know, soft and pliable, a little bouncy. It's fine.
This poor kid's going to wake up and be like, I don't understand how snow works, and I don't know why. I just
chance you understand how snow works.
I understand exactly how snow works. What's probably because I got hit in the head by a fucking shovel too many times because my parents were just not helicoptering around me. What is this?
Nerd cadet.
Nerd cadet?
This is from Nerd Cadet.
Okay. We have that. No.
Wait, is that Toonses?
That's Toonses.
Push it.
This cat is not enjoying this.
Yeah, this is not cool.
Get it away from me.
This cat's terrified. Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get. She made two cardinal rules sins. Two cardinal sins here. Oh, she owns a cat and then she pissed it off.
Okay. No, the ending.
You've made your bed.
The ending made it totally fucking worth it.
The ending made it 10 out of 10. I don't like that I can't, like, I have to watch the beginning of this to get to the end.
Here's the thing, though. Nick, does the world know about Toonses?
I think we tweeted about it a couple times, yeah.
But I don't know if that's... Tell the story so people know.
Toonses, I forget how... Oh, I think it was a present that I gave myself on my birthday for KFAF.
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah.
I forget who gave it to me via me, but Toonses is a doorstop that looks a lot like Toonses the cat from Saturday Night Live. I've named it Toonses, and it's currently at our old office holding up the door to the kitchen. And it's glorious, and it makes me smile. It was a joke, and I kept it there, and it made everyone so happy that we just kept it. That's exactly what it looks like.
It's at some point it just turned into part of Kind of Funny's
part of the family.
Yeah, it's part of the family now.
I think we'll probably bring it with us.
I kind of feel like that's more of a backroom thing. Like we're not talking. Yeah, we're not talking about Toonses or Toonses. What's his name? See, I don't even know the guy's name.
Toonses. That's okay. It's okay. You'll get to know.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, I think maybe that's a backroom thing. Like you, Joey.
But I mean, it's in the hallway.
Well, it's in the hallway.
To be fair, Kevin,
door.
it's holding open the doorway to your favorite room in the entire office.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers.
Oh,
do the math on
it.
That one.
No, because you like water a lot.
No, I get
you drink
it.
Water
constantly. No, it's fine. You got a fat joke.
Drink
going.
A water constantly.
Good. Let's. We're making fun of fat people now. All right.
Love you guys. Bye.